Okay, now when Facebook was actually working, there were a lot of stories about a possibility of a cyclone forming up in the North Coral Sea area. So we thought we'd go to Oz Cyclone Chasers. Nitso, mate, good morning.
Morning, mate.
I'm lost, boys. Facebook's not working.
Oh, I know. You as well.
All of these doomsday weathermen, I can't find them anymore.
There's a few, I'm telling you. Is there any merit into those rumours, by the way, that there's a massive cyclone forming?
Yes. Look, I don't know about massive. There's certainly the doomsday is maybe onto something this time around. You know, one every 100, you've got to get it right eventually. But there is likely to be a tropical cyclone up there in the Northern Coral Sea. At the very least, we're going to see a developing low anyway. But we are expecting more than likely that to become a tropical cyclone. Now, it's going to move sort of up around New Guinea at the moment. It doesn't really know whether it wants to form on the east side or the west side of New Guinea. What it will end up doing, though, is it will move towards Queensland after it does form. Now, what we're not sure of is whether it'll cross the Cape and track into the Gulf, or it's becoming a little bit more likely that it might decide to dip southwards just off the coast of northeast Queensland. For Mackay residents, it's nothing really to worry about. What it is, it's just more of an awareness thing that there could be a cyclone there, or there probably will be a cyclone there. It's probably going to be moving southwards, but it's still too far away to even think about whether or not it's going to actually have an effect on Mackay's weather.
Right. Okay. Hang on. It's got some breaking news just into the studio this morning.
Yeah.
Facebook is back up, everybody.
Oh,
Facebook
great.
Is back up. You can track down those doom days because, it's back up now.
Oh, no, Mackay, we're all going to die.
I've just checked. I've just refreshed and it's working now. But and of course, it is wet season. We know that cyclones have the chance to form off the coast. So just an awareness, like you say, that there is something out there, nothing major, though.
Yeah, look, a lot of the models, guys, that bring the system south far enough actually weaken it off the coast of... So anywhere north of Townsville, it could be a concern for us sort of next week.
Yeah.
But anywhere south of Townsville at this stage, it looks as though the system is going to adopt a slight weakening trend if it does want to move back toward the coast, or it's going to continue moving away or parallel to the coast. So it's very difficult, of course, this far out, because we really don't know whether it's going to end up in the Gulf or whether it's going to move down through the eastern or near the east coast of Queensland. So it's really difficult because it's so far away and the system hasn't fully formed yet. If we chat about this once the system's fully formed, we probably will have a better idea at where the system's going to end up deciding to go.
Look, Nitso, as long as it doesn't upset the Cowboys St. George match at 1300 Smile Stadium on Saturday, we're all happy, mate. Thanks for helping us out.
No worries, boys.
Thank you there. Nitso there from Oz Cyclone Chasers. Check him out on Facebook now that it's working. Oz Cyclone Chasers. You can find us online. Jay and Dave for breakfast.